such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? A fella tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend.
All right, so that was Mr. Bismarcky. Just a friend. I mean, damn. Sad, right?
Way too sad.
Way too sad.
Gone too soon. Gone and, I'm sad that before these legends pass away, that no one has judged them up. Now, you know what? His music is probably going to make lots of money now.
Of course.
Because there's going to be a lot of young artists out there that are now going to discover him and realize mm-hmm. what they could do with this music and how great it was. And his estate will make a lot of money. I just hope that the money is going to his children and to the right people.
Me too.
So I hope that they took care of those things prior to him passing. Rest in peace, King.
All right, folks. Give me 1 second here. Hello? Hello? Can you hear us?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good.
Ladies
good.
And gentlemen, on the line this morning, we are promoting Camp Fett. So we have Jason Forbes on the line with us. How you doing? How you doing? Thanks for joining the Empower Hour. I appreciate you.
What's going on? The whole CKUT family. But hey. It's good?
Yeah, we are very, very good. So talk to us a little bit about Camp Fett that's happening. What's going on? How is it going to be different this year?
Well, honestly, people, to be honest with you, Camp Fett is an experience that we're trying to bring to people to kind of get away from the reality for a little bit.
Okay.
We started this last year, last September during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Was a huge success. And basically what it is that we have a camping event where we all go out camping out in Rawdon. And we're starting at the same time because we're bringing amazing DJs from Toronto, Ottawa, and as well as in Montreal.
Okay.
Some of the best DJs in Montreal are going to be there, actually. So when you're talking about Toronto, you got, you know, the Soca Prince, Dr. J,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
the big bad Dr. J is coming back again. He was at the first one.
Right.
But he's going to be back again this year.
Good.
As well as you got Buzz B, who's been doing amazing stuff on Twitch over the course of this whole pandemic.
Nice.
DOC, JKD, who are also all from Toronto. Then you got Up and Gone from Ottawa. And then you got Montreal's Little Thunder. You mm-hmm. got Quite Sane.
Mm-hmm.
You got DJ Kaz, Surge, myself, DJ Judgment. You got Nemesis, DJ Nemesis, and DJ Excel, who plays in the East more for the Haitian crowd.
Nice.
So we're trying to really englobe the whole city of Montreal. It's not just simply the West Indians. It's also the Haitians.
Love
and
that.
We're gonna have music being played from everybody. You
good
know,
initiative.
So it's more of a thing. It's more of a thing where we want to try to unite the city and, you know, give them a little bit of an escape, you know, and have a good time.
That's what's up. Will, you have a question for Jason?
Yeah. What's happening, Jay?
Oh, Big Will.
Big Will is here with Miss Trish and Kaya. That's up. Nah, we're here.
That's one thing I know. Like, I mean, I've had the pleasure of working with Jason and everything. So I know everything that he does, he puts 120%
right
behind what he does. So that's one thing that I know for sure. You guys are going to have an amazing time. You guys are going to have an amazing time over there. But now, you're mentioning DJ Excel. Like, I've personally actually booked DJ Excel for some events that when I used to promote clubs and everything. But now, are you not afraid? Because DJ Excel plays like baby making music. And now you're going to have
and there's tents out there, Jay.
And everything, like.
There's tents out there. What are we promoting at Camp Fett this year? Like, sounds a little different.
You're trying to create another baby boom and everything. Like, I'm just saying. And, now my next thing, you mentioned Buzz B out of Toronto. I know Buzz B usually does those big water fets and splash and this and that in Toronto. Is it going to be another one of those? Or is it really like... like, is it like people could bring their water guns and this and that or whatnot? Or is it really like just, like, is it Camp Fett, like a soca, hip hop, dancehall, like club, but outdoors type of thing?
Oh, well, it's going to be like this year, you know, just because of, you know, COVID protocols and stuff, we wanted to be very safe and make sure that we do things not too crazy. But at the same time, you have the option, like, basically where it's located is a private island where you have water surrounding the campground, right? So people are allowed to swim in the water and everything and all that. We're gonna have you know, the barbecues out. Everybody could bring their own portable barbecues. They bring, you know, bring their water guns, bring your whatever, any type of games you guys want to bring. We're gonna have domino tournaments. We're gonna have potato sack races. There's going to be a lot of fun activity that that we could do throughout the day, and then at nighttime, you know what it is. We put out the campfires, and we just have a good time throughout the whole night, you know?
Okay. And do you have day passes, or is it like one ticket for everything? Is it like separate tickets, or is it like one ticket for all the event, like all inclusive, I would say?
Right. So you have two options that we're providing. We're basically giving you the general admission, which is $80 for the ticket.
Yep.
The ticket goes from four in the afternoon all the way to 11 in the morning, right? Okay. So we're expecting that people are going to want to come from 4, and they're going to want to party. You know, you've been out for a good minute, so I'm sure people are going to want to stay for the whole thing. So you got basically the general admission at $80, but you also have the option of having a VIP. And what the VIP experience is that we have this person who goes by the name of Bree, one of my good friends. She makes an amazing, amazing sangria and rum punch. Okay. So you get unlimited rum punch and sangria throughout the whole course of the day and night, as well as we have amazing prizes. We're working on actually getting a trip out of sell-off vacations.
Mm.
So you'll be eligible if you do get the VIP package. You are eligible to be part of the raffle to win prizes.
Love it.
And the prize concept is going to be very interesting. I'm not going to let out the way we're going to do it, but it's going to be really, really interesting how you win the prizes. So
can you give us an idea, please? Can you give it? I'm coming to Camp Fed, so can you please give us an idea?
He can't drop that yet. Come on now.
Please?
Because people are going to be prepared, and I want to win, honestly.
Kaya's giving me a look, Jason. She's like, I want to win, Trish. I want to win.
Okay. You want to win too, Trish?
I do. We want to win together. Like, we want to split this.
You're going to have to call us on another call and tell us the secrets.
You have to give away the secrets.
So we know what to do.
We know exactly.
The biggest secret I could give you is you got to buy your ticket.
I already bought my ticket. I'm good.
Okay, bet.
That's all you need to know.
So for the listeners, let me tell you what that means. That means buy your ticket and just come prepared.
Exactly.
So when people is doing crazy raffles and stuff, it's certain things they ask for. So bring some American dollar bills. Bring a paper clip, a clothespin.
Right.
Bring one spoon, put it in your purse.
Exactly. Bring some random stuff. Yes, you never know what's happening.
That's what people be like. They be like, if you got a baby giraffe on your keychain, come up to the front.
Exactly.
And some crazy girl got a little baby giraffe on her keychain like a weirdo, and she win the prize. I'd be mad as hell.
Me too. I'll be mad,
but
too.
But that's what you're, we just prepared.
I'll be
y'all.
Mad as hell too. Jason, I do have a request. Mrs. Miss Trish here. You're a Soca DJ, right? Please. I'm just begging you. It's 2021. Please, no Palance. We cannot play this song anymore.
We got a whole 24 hours to camp, man. He can play Palance.
No,
once.
He can't. Jason,
you
please.
Say Palance?
Please don't play that anymore.
Trish, let me explain something to you, okay?
No, I don't want to hear it, because I feel like you're going to defend it right now.
I have to explain this to you. I have, as a DJ, all right, if somebody asks me to play Palance, Jump, or Faluma, I cannot. I legit cannot play it because I deleted it from my computer.
Wow. You can't play it because you deleted it from your computer?
I legit deleted it from my computer. I can't. I refuse to play those songs because they just got outplayed too much.
Do you hear me breathing heavy on the mic right now?
Somebody told me. Somebody just messaged me. My sister from another mister. She said, "Stop being anti-Palance to me and you, Jason." This is exactly what she.
Okay, all you're asking for trouble. Well, you're asking for trouble now.
When I see you, Jason, I'm going to high-five you for removing those songs from your playlist, because it is 2021, we should not be playing that anymore.
Well, the real Trinnies are going to high-five him in the back of the head. He better make sure he got plans, because when the liquor set in, all you're going to start fighting.
No, the real Trinnies don't like that. I am a Trinidad, and I can't stand that song. I cannot stand that song. All right.
For real, though, the entertainment that you're bringing to this city, it's amazing, and we appreciate you.
We
for that.
Do.
Like, and that's actually
thank
what
you so much.
What you're doing right now actually reminds me of Cancun Jump Off. Like, usually when you have when you want to have events like that, you actually got to leave Canada or whatever it is to have those events. So you bringing those type of vibes here we salute you, King.
Yes, we do.
Jason, I appreciate you, bro.
We Thank do you. Appreciate you. Thank you for this. I'm looking forward to it. I'm very happy because it's actually earlier in the year. Last year was a little bit cold for CamFit. I personally found I was wearing pants and boots, and I was out there in my fall gear. So I'm very happy that you are actually having it earlier. But I want you to tell the people where they can find tickets, where they can find information, all that good old stuff, please. And thank you before we go.
Thank you so much. And first of all, actually, Trish, thank you again. I know even last year you were a big help with helping us push it and letting the people know about
You're
it. So I want
welcome.
To thank you
no
as well.
No problem. Anytime.
You could get the tickets. You could go to Ticket Gateway. You could buy them online or you could buy them in ticket outlets. But most of the ticket outlets are already sold out.
Okay.
So you could either hit us up on email. So just basically go to mtlempire514 mm-hmm. @gmail.com. Mm-hmm. So mtlempire514@gmail.com. Hit us up by email and we could find a way to see if we get you some tickets. It's almost fully capacitated.
Okay.
But you could also go online and you could purchase them online through Ticket Gateway. Just all you got to do is go to ticketgateway.com and search CamFet 2021 and you'll be able to get all the information there as well. And you could purchase your tickets online as well.
Awesome.
We're also trying to work on something, but it's not guaranteed yet, but we're trying to work on something for the Sunday as well.
Okay.
We'll give you more information.
Well, you know what?
About that as well.
Exactly.
They're about to pull up the fire.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know what? CamFit is about 2.5 weeks away. So, I would invite you to call back or come in and talk about that too. Okay.
All right.
Are you
good.
Doing any giveaways for CamFit?
We could do something.
We'll talk about that off air when you do come back. How about that?
Okay, sounds good.
All right,
good.
Jason, we appreciate you. King, thank you so much for calling into the Empower Hour
this morning.
I appreciate you very much. We'll talk soon, okay?
For sure. Stay blessed.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Later, bro.
Okay, bye.
That was actually Jason, for real. He puts it on for the city.
Welcome to the OFC Business Zone.
Black excellence at its finest. Black Kemet gods, yeah. Black Egyptian gods, go. Summoned from heaven, blessed, dressed in only go yard, homie go hard.
So now we're in the business zone part of the show. Now, I actually don't have a guest today, but what I wanted us to do as a collective is basically talk about black businesses in the city that we appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Y'all want to do that? Because I don't have a guest this morning. So, you know, we will have guests in the future. It's just this one is a little bit different today. So let me get us some music. So, Kaya, you can start. What's a black business that you enjoy, that you like dealing with? Name a few if you can.
Okay, so definitely Full Wit, merch by Carly Rock.
Hey, you know who was so nice? Sorry to cut you. Mother was wearing her shirt.
Oh my.
A shirt of her daughter.
Oh,
and I thought
yes.
that was so beautiful.
Yes.
When I was like, oh my God, I love it. I love it.
So, merch by Carly Rock, a lot of people know or may not know that while I was in prison, it was very, very expensive for me to be there. And we were trying to get money up so that
right.
I could get out early because otherwise I would have had to stay for 2 years. And so I was served with time and a fine. And due to the expenses on the other side, because a phone call for 20 minutes cost $30 US.
Wow.
So just to be able to talk to my family, it was very expensive. And for my sisters to pay my bills. And they kept my place for me while I was gone.
Wow.
So my sister started this clothing line
okay.
in order to help pay my bills and to raise money in order to get me out of prison. And so Merch by Carly Rock is one of my favorite clothing lines
okay.
because it speaks to my core and it speaks to the core of family values and what I feel like we all should be reaching for as
right.
a family to support each other, whether it's good times or bad. So shout out to Merch by Carly Rock and make sure you go out there and get your merch.
That's right, because somebody wants an 11/11 shirt.
Amen.
Right here.
Look at that.
I'm telling you, once I'm on this air, people are feedback.
Yeah.
So somebody wants an 11/11 shirt, so we'll get that.
She's a dope young lady and she really does speak to the epitome of what family is, and she's now doing Carly Co, actually, and the Carly Co, and she is doing coaching right now, life coaching. and stuff like that.
Go
so
on, sis.
I support the brand.
Love it.
Earlier, I talked about Belle Beau. Belle Beau is a Black-owned skincare company, and I've had some personal results. And a friend of mine I took that had some serious issues as a Black woman with hyperpigmentation.
Okay.
Belle Beau actually has helped them to remove the dark pigmentation off of their face, and she is now like she's turning into another person right now.
I love it.
Due to having that clarity in her skin, in her face, being able to see her face. So we want to shout out Belle Beau.
Nice. Shout them
we
out.
Also want to shout out Soul Minerals.
Okay.
Soul Minerals. Actually, I want to Soul Minerals 514. It's soul.minerals 514. Mm-hmm. And they are a sea moss company. This is actually
love me some sea moss, baby.
A little girl very, very close to my heart. Her name is Araya, and they sell what is called Ray Moss.
Okay, educate us.
So
what's that?
It's sea moss, but they just put her name on it and put Ray on the front of it. And she actually suggested to her mama that because her brother had some stomach issues, that maybe they should try giving him sea moss smoothies to help him out, and they started this company, and it actually worked for him.
Wow.
It changed his reaction to allergens, the things that he was allergic to and stuff like that. So we want to shout out Soul Minerals 514 for the clean and authentic sea moss, and for being Black owned, Black woman owned.
Okay, talk about it.
And that the children are incorporated in. We love that. And also, just because, you know, hair is very important to us as Black people.
That's right.
I'd like to shout out Kitaro Blooming Oils for these good edges, because the girl's hair is flourishing right now so much.
Right.
We don't know. I can cut my hair off every 6 weeks and grow a bunch of hair.
I'm telling
you. It's serious right now.
Yes.
Kitaro Blooming Oils has actually changed my life and what I'm doing with my hair these days and a lot of other people's too. So check them out. But that's my list for today.
All right. On to Big Will.
Actually, I want to shout out one restaurant, actually.
Sure.
Tropical Resto Bar.
Okay, talk about them,
yeah,
yes.
Which is actually downtown on 3426 Notre Dame. So basically, two young men that I know. And I remember we were talking about earlier about the whole football coaching.
Absolutely,
I've actually coached both these gentlemen
when
they were playing football. One was a linebacker, the other one was a running back.
And okay.
Like, I would guess, 20 years later, they still have that friendship, that bond.
Nice.
And they opened up this restaurant, Tropical Resto Bar, which is Black owned. Young men are actually, instead of being in the street banging or whatever it is, they're focused on business and making sure to serve you amazing food. So we have Jay inside. He used to have Season Dream and all those places and whatever. So Tropical, known for amazing food. We also have Jamal Gittins in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just business and everything.
I
love that. And actually, we're in talk. So we might start, you might start hearing something amazing happening over there in the next couple of weeks. So we're actually having a conversation and talks with them and everything to... we might bring you comedy inside of that.
Hey,
so.
You might. All right,
so
anybody
might have
else?
Comedy downtown.
Anybody else you want to shout out?
To me, I guess, like, I mean, there's a lot of different Black-owned businesses and whatnot, but let's just give them that focus today.
For sure.
And we'll go with next week if I'm still invited to come.
Wow.
Listen, y'all know I'm coming back here,
all right? Will, you're like a resident here.
I'm take
almost,
over.
It's almost like you live here now.
I love that.
So I'm going to do a few on my end. So I'm going to give Gilgal Beauty Supply in LaSalle. So what I like about them is always great customer service. And I think that's something that we need to actually focus on as melanated businesses, because, you know, there's some melanated businesses, they're great with the product but bad with customer service, and I feel like people always remember how you made them feel over anything else, right?
Absolutely.
So that's why I'm going to shout them out. Also, I'm going to do my sister from another mister again, As Intended All Natural. So she makes a hair butter. You were talking about hair before, Kaya, and I cut my hair recently
and it looks beautiful, by the
way.
I'm feeling your look.
Thank you very much. I cut it off because I was like, you know, I want to change, right? But then I started using her hair butter just to moisturize to rise, whatever. Mm-hmm. My hair's growing back already, guys. It's like curling and everything. So I'm just telling you, like you said, like the natural stuff, it really does help.
Yes.
From these queen's hands to our head, it's really working. So shout out to As Intended All Natural.
As Intended All Natural. I want to say that
you know her.
I
you know
so.
You
yeah.
know my sister. You know Miss Sabrina. You definitely know her. I want to tell you, sis, keep pushing too. There's also Buff Beauty Lab, of course, for always keeping my pedicure right. Now, if I did not go to Buff Beauty Lab, I don't know what I would be doing with these feet, because I'm just like, yeah, no, no. And lastly, of course, my another brother from another mother. This is Try-A-Ting, which is Brandon Ulala for his amazing drinks. Have you guys tried a Have you guys tried a ting yet?
For sure.
Kaya,
okay.
You tried a ting yet?
No, I haven't, but I'm gonna tell you this.
You was in the vicinity where Try-A-Ting was.
Let me tell you this.
We was together.
Okay, so this is let me tell you my little story about
okay.
this. So
okay.
I got a homegirl
yeah.
that's out in Ottawa.
Uh-huh.
She hits me up, she's like, do you know a guy named Brandon? I'm like, I know a couple Brandon. She's like, listen, he's a guy, he makes these drinks and stuff. She's like, you know, I have a problem with digesting alcohol. There's only certain things right. that I can drink. So I'm like, really? She's like, yeah. She's like, but he makes these drinks and I can actually drink it and it doesn't mess up my stomach.
Okay,
She has terrible stomach issues.
Right.
And she said, it's the only thing that... So she's like, so I'm out there, I'm drinking the drink, and he was, and I said to him, my homegirl, Kaya, would love this. He's like, you know Kaya? Oh, I really respect you a whole lot more
hey,
now that I didn't
you
know.
See?
You know
you
Kaya?
See how it works?
Oh, say word.
Sure.
But in real life,
yes.
we got to give a shout out to this brother, because now we went into a whole thing about him, because many years ago, my mom had like a fetish for cheesecake.
Yes.
And he makes the bomb cheesecakes.
Yeah.
Cheese on breeze. And
Brandon.
I don't eat cheesecake. But this brother make a cheesecake
Brandon.
That'll make you slap your mama in real life. So yeah, I want to try the drinks. I've tried some of his other stuff before. Yeah. Show that brother some love.
I'm telling you, Brandon.
Before he came out with the try a thing. For Christmas, he used to have those
rum punch.
The rum punch.
Yes, okay. The rum punch, exactly.
So we brought that. I mean, you know, I live in a Christian home and everything. So
yeah.
We're over by my brother's house.
Hey.
Over by my brother's house, who's a pastor.
Uh-huh.
And we have my mom, who's like the most, like, I think my mom is more religious than Jesus.
Okay.
So we have.
Who says that?
So we have, like, and she's sipping on that. She's like, oh my God, this is great.
Right?
Yeah, we had mama drunk.
Okay, go. Mamas deserve a good time too. I like that. So shout out to Brandon Ulala for the try take. I want to say, okay, I don't know which one you tried, Will, but the pina colada, that's the one I tried.
I've actually had all of them.
All of them? Okay, so me, it was the pina colada, and I had a games night, right? I do games nights often. You guys are all invited. And that's what he brought, because Brandon always brings, we're neighbors, you know, and friends. But anyway, he brought that. And let me tell you about half my games night people were on my couch, on the floor, in the bed sleeping, and I'm like, guys, it's taboo time, and they're we can't function right now, Miss Trish, because
the thing is, there's no harsh taste to it.
No, so, that's the thing.
But it creeps up on you.
Oh, so sure, it sure does. It sure does. So shout out to Brandon and his Try-A-Ting drinks. I know he's coming out with more, and I want to give him some shout outs. But now we're gonna get into community updates.
Nice.
Yeah.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news.
Yeah, so there's a few things going on in the city that we're going to talk about. I'm going to get those for you guys very, very soon. Of course, we just spoke to the wonderful Jason Forbes from Camp Vet. I'm excited. Kaya, you excited for Camp Vet?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. They was talking about tickets being limited and stuff, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm pulling up. Whether I got a ticket or not, and I'm a gym screechy in between somebody with my tent, and I promise you something, we're gonna be, and y'all said no palance, but I'm gonna palance
okay,
right through somebody's
what?
Tent.
You know
I'm not
what?
Joking, and you know what?
I'm gonna palance through.
I know she said she's gonna palance through somebody's tent.
I'm bringing me a nice little tent. My tent is gonna be called the Boom Boom Room. So when they shut it down at night, y'all come in, come on, and
I'm
get
coming,
my tent.
I'm coming in the tent. I want to see what's going on.
I'm just telling you, they listen. If you come in, you're doing stuff, because ain't nobody coming. To be spectators.
Damn it.
I'm telling you, if you come in, we doing things in my tent.
Oh my goodness.
I can't fit.
All All right. So in the community, we have Ask Me Anything digital marketing course on July 24th. Mm. If you need help to build a solid online presence, you can attend that online. Also, we have a comedy audition, quarterly comedy auditions of Eric Dion Comedy, also happening on July 24th. There is a 5-day prayer and fasting challenge, July 26th. If you want to get in on that, get right with the Lord. And lastly, on August 6th, which is coming up in a few weeks, is a Jerk Festival 2021 presented by TD Ready Commitment. And it's a it's actually in Toronto. So we're shouting out our Toronto people. And Big Will, you are here. So let's promote what you got going on too, Lev.
July 30th, actually, we have a comedy show coming up.
Yep.
At Friday Night Vibe. So it's actually going to be my first Friday night comedy.
Okay.
And it's my first in-person comedy since COVID.
Okay.
So what we're doing to make sure that we could guarantee spaces like between people. So
right.
What we did is we rented an entire movie theater.
Okay, well.
So we rented the entire movie
I'm
theater
with
and
it.
Everything. So mm-hmm. that you could sit comfortable and everything. There's food being served. There's drinks and everything. And we have an amazing cast of comedians. Actually, some of them are actually flying in Montreal starting today for
okay.
Just for Laughs.
Nice.
So the same comedians, actually, you could pay $100 to $200 to go watch at Just for Laughs. You could basically come and watch them for $25.
Okay. All right.
And, it's very, very, very simple. So I'll start
Love
naming
it.
Some of the names.
Yes,
name.
Please. Do that.
We have Nazir. We have Vance Michelle. We have Cell as your MC. We have Uncle Phil. Hilarious.
Uncle Phil.
Hilarious,
I like that name.
For sure. Erica Suarez. Amazing. She's funny.
Okay.
Andrew. We have Charles Arman. And we have Jaren Drew. And of course, we have Akeem. Akeem is flying back from Vancouver for this, actually, Just for Laughs and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we have one last surprise comedian. Technically, legally, I'm not allowed to say the name because they're booked with Just for Laughs.
Totally understand.
So,
okay.
Right now, but we have amazing comedians coming through, and you're going to love it. You're going to love this
Well,
show.
We're proud of you, too. You said that Jason was bringing stuff to the city, as are you. So
Thank
keep
you.
Doing it.
Thank
it's
you.
Really, really good. You're entertaining the city left, right, and center. So
we're
that's
doing
what's
our
up.
Best
love
when it. Comes, when it comes to these jokes, I put my like all my passion is in it. And we have an entire team behind it and whatnot. So we're making sure that everybody has a great time.
Okay.
For tickets, it's very, very, very simple.
Mm, talk about it.
Bigwill.ca.
Okay.
BIGWILL.ca. Or you could call me directly, 514-434-4426. And I answer all my calls.
That's what's up. All of them?
All.
Do you have business hours, though? Because people call me for voiceovers after a certain time.
Big no. Will don't sleep. No. Big Will don't sleep.
You really don't.
Phone, if I'm sleeping and the phone rings, I will wake
Kaya,
up.
Kaya, can anybody call you at any time of the night?
I might not answer, but you could call me. No, you could call. No, because you know what? Sometimes I'm a grown lady and I don't got no kids that live in my house.
Me
so sometimes
either.
Bobby doing hood rat things with my friends.
Right? Like, you know what? And on that note, I don't blame you.
But with this show, actually, I'm in partnership with Lena and Anthony G.
Okay,
so,
that's what's up.
So
yeah,
we've
very
up
good.
That. Actually, the show is presented by the OFC. So,
all right, OFC.
One full circle.
One full circle, baby.
That's what it is. No, it's going to be an amazing show. And, bring your people and everything. Bring mommy, daddy,
mm-hmm.
aunties. Come and have a great time. Like it's a whole like it's a night of laughter. Come and enjoy yourself. We have 10 comedians.
Wow.
So yeah, come and have a great time.
Come and have a great time.
Exactly. We have a show at 7 p.m. and another show at 9 p.m. So there's two shows.
All right, that's what's up, guys. So definitely check out Big Will's comedy show. Again, that's bigwill.ca. We're gonna pay some bills, play some music, and we're gonna be right back, y'all.
Fabi and Mr. Blue invites you to a barbecue on Saturday, July 24th from noon to 9 p.m. at Martin Luther King Park, formerly called Kent Park, Côte Nation and Appleton. Weather permitting, come out and enjoy. On the menu, doubles, roti, jerk pork and chicken, curry goat and chicken, lots of side dishes. Music by DJ Jason. Wear your mask, social distancing required. That's Saturday, July 24th, noon to 9 p.m. at Martin Luther King Park in Côte d'Neige. So nice, we had to do it twice. For more information, call 514-771-7011.
Blessings, it is my turn. My name is DJ Bobby Payne. You can catch me on all the socials at DJ Bobby Payne, P-A-Y-N-E, one word. I mean, man, I said this is going to be a movie.
Bad man ting, bad man ting. Brooklyn yard man ting. Bad man ting, bad man ting.
Oh Lord.
See me on to the army, we do this all day. 90s to Canase, Flance. Fireball in the car church for the fate. Me a roll in summations, surpass it. Get paid in six we got. Next time please address me by my last name. Mr. Promoter, no call for no show. If me entire crew can't go the party. Let's make a movie. Boss girl love me like a groupie. Look a fella use a newbie. Shut them up, boy man, you lose a jewelry. Red light for the
listen to DJ Bobby Payne.
Make she bad like Diwali and start. Clap her bumper like Diwali.
When you see the 18, step up on the scene clean. Every girl I say we cool, ever fresh, ever minted. A top ball, I'm a roll it, boy. Anywhere we go, we can shell it by myself for your piece. Bartender, we a rock up a feeling. I just need a go begin with a kiss of the old impact. Top girl is from the street, we know what you feel like. Got a chain, make me a girl a link with.
Everybody!
We drinking champagne by the case now.
Nine, double figure. Huh? Now tell me you a star and you're bitter. Wow. Apple cider vinegar. Any girl with me have up a blue tick. Anytime me go off, new whip. New whip. You know me style, me no run down, bitch. Wow. The girl, they love me like a miracle.
Lord.
Kid. Man a star, man a star, man a star, man a star, man a star. Even astronauts know me the far. Shine or run in for my style, me full of bars. We get scars. Man a star, man a star, man a star, man a star, man a star. When me do road over me in a the car.
Yeah.
Big belly, very happy day in a the park.
Send me pretty like money, bank book chubby, my star. Gangsta will put me in a car. Rev out the big body Benz, chrome white SLR. Diamond pon me neck, them a war. Them know send me up, up, up. If a million at the truck, for a million at the cut. Hey yo, ding dong, make them know so we kill song. So the price for the feature for up. Enough girls say them ready, ever ready from a bond. When me check it out, them not even write them song. Them a rhyme, but the thing nah lick. Rich and famous, when the rich and famous.
Man a star, man a star, man a star, man a star, man a star. Even astronauts know me the fact. Trying to run in for my style, but full of bars.
Get out! Bars.
Cook, tell JJ cartoon, butter foot, set time to drop a foot. Lock my door quick, who that a look, yo. Oh, me alone, I cast trouble. Them steal out like a milk, them one cut. Yeah, style of the last piece, they ain't at the puzzle. Fix that, don't try no. Can't make them no wish for my kitchen, then. Only me, they had fire, I'm a spliff in them. People smell my pot and say, what is dog? Them smell your pot and say, I'm in them. Me not talk about steam rock. You know when the bass blend with the deep voice. Cook. Make your girl get wet like seaside. Wet. You know when the bass blend with the deep voice. Make me not talk about Eastside. At water, the floor just a run like tap water. Everybody want peace, I'm a little hard food boy. Going at the pot, I just pot water. At water, the floor just a run like tap water. Everybody want peace, I'm a little hard food boy. Going at the pot, I just pot water.
I'm the ones and twos.
Yes.
DJ Bobby
Payne.
Yeah, girl, I get vexed when we leave in the jet. Girl, we're so easy for comfort.
I'm shaped right, lips them sweet, taste like cherry pie. Time for level up, tell a girl try. Me not play side, yeah. Tell a boy bye. Boy money for ya spin pan good girl. For ya spin pan good girl. Spin pan good girl. Them life wants out of
name Metex. Put a name Burner. Put a name Metex. If a man bring a bike, he bring in a Metex. So you go reach around the world like FedEx. Have a body hex girlfriend that is a Dreadex. Take 5 man pon your head, she is a Wetex. And yes, the age will talk. Every black man have a brown girl and running from a Redex. I coming with me Trinilingo. Damn, you mightn't understand me Trinilingo. If you ain't catch it well, so the dingo. I ain't changing my dialect, my patois. You get that, brother? I coming with me Trinilingo. Always dancing with me Trinilingo. And you ain't catching well, so the tingo. I ain't changing my dialect, my patois. You get that, brother?
Me have a girl, say she just fly. And I said that she want quarantine. So what me do, me give her the vaccine. Yo, the man, if you know, say that they vaccine, that the girl them want to put it in. Yo, ladies, me have the vaccine, them vaccine.
You're listening to DJ Bobby Payne.
Me have a girl say she just so fly. And I said that she want quarantine. So what me do, me give her the vaccine. What me do, me give her the vaccine. Buck a girl come from a papa P. And I see her boyfriend I should leave. So what me do, me give her the vaccine. What me do, me give her the vaccine. Fidel Castro chaining too fun. Can't see the wet up when you see the black van. Drive to your ski mask or blow up. Years ago, y'all have to good up. Full of other chicken, and they want them cube up. You want to be light in her face, girl. Look up. Them a silly billy. She want a real bad man, not a hilly billy. Kitty wet up in her bed, she say, fi killy killy. Two legs in her knee, she bust a willy willy.
Fool up. No.
Silly billy. They would have think me never be able to fool a dirty money. Life sweet, me a the girl, lay sugar on it. Any girl, let's see me with a body, yaddy, yaddy. Give me a bad girl, Steph London, girl. No, if you ride the track, Megan Stallion. Pretty little thing with Shen. Bad girls get wild when they hear you're a bad man. Girl, wet it up like X6. She come surf me waves like Netflix. 9X19 with the stupid grip. When bad man power, finish it. Yo, 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 pull up, pull up.
So what's up, y'all? This is Kaya, and you're listening to the Empower Hour on 90.3 CKUT.
That is right, y'all. That was Queen Kaya. She said that you were listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, and that means it's time for entertainment with Queen Kaya. What do you have for us today, love?
Ciao.
Hey, y'all. Hi, everybody. So, you know, I like to keep it real, you know, with my segment, you know, and sometimes I throw in the good, bad, and the ugly. So I have a little bit of everything for you today. First things first, I just want to want you guys to take a second to just, you know, embrace yourself for a second and just, you know, remind yourself of how wonderful you are, because you are wonderful. Remember that Kaya told you that. But let's get into this news. So over the last couple of weeks, we had a lot of different stuff going on. But one of the last things that we touched on was Bill Cosby being released from prison and his sentence being overturned. Now, there's a lot of commotion behind everything that's happening with Bill, because a lot of people still believe that he is guilty of doing what he did. But Judge Joe Brown actually had some very controversial comments about the things that happened with Bill. And basically, he was telling an interviewer that while Bill was doing what he was doing, a lot of people were down with what he was doing, and pretty much feels like, you know, it probably shouldn't have been dealt with the way that it was. But the media is now saying that Bill Cosby is actually due millions of dollars, and he is to be compensated for the time that he served. And they're also calling for the resignation of the judge and the district attorney that were on the case. Now, we have to know that something else happened. His constitutional rights were abolished, really just disregarded, and due process was stripped away from him. Now, right now, a lot of people are also going back on what they thought about the Bill Cosby situation, because how does it go this deep if this is something that he was really guilty of, right? Mm. How does he now get to sue and take people's jobs from them, because we know something was happening.
Right.
So I wanted to just go back and address some of the rumors, and maybe you guys want to go and look it up yourselves, mm-hmm. but right before Bill Cosby being arrested, he was set to own NBC or, mm-hmm. or one of these networks, and I think they wanted to keep him from doing that because he was going to use the network to do a lot of uplifting for black
right.
people. He was putting a lot of black shows on air. And he was going to bring especially the integrity back to black television.
Right.
And I think that the powers that be wanted him to go along with a certain agenda. I won't say which agenda, but they wanted him to go with a certain agenda. And he was not okay with that. And right. I think this is probably what happened. And we think that they might have just... they might have really done this to this man.
Of course. I believe it.
So just touching on that, because a lot of people believe that it can't happen, but they've done it in several different ways. And if a lot of you that are out there now, if you're listening, I know that our age demographic is like, you know, are in the between 25 and 45. Mm-hmm. So those of you out there should know Arsenio Hall. And I don't know if we remember why Arsenio Hall was canceled.
Okay.
In Black Hollywood, mm-hmm. but it was because he brought Farrakhan on his show.
Oh.
And he said some things and asked some questions to Farrakhan about why he thought that the people were afraid of him and why they were calling him the next Black Hitler.
Ooh.
And so there were some things said on the show, and behind that, we know that Arsenio Hall's show just never came back on TV
again.
That's right. And that's
okay.
why, well, that's why his show was canceled. So sometimes we have to look at what the powers at be are trying to cover up.
Right.
Why they silence certain people and tarnish certain people's names.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to give a shout out to Bill Cosby and to say that, you know what, I pray that he didn't do those things. I pray that he didn't do those things, but I also want to say that if he didn't, I'm sorry for what they put him through, because that's not right. It's not right.
Right.
In other news, we want to say rest in peace to Frankie, Keisha Cole's mom, who overdosed at 61 at her birthday party.
Right.
She had been sober. She was on a journey and was sober. I feel like, honestly, how I'm feeling about this right now, I feel like someone should be charged for this.
Really?
I feel like whoever brought the drugs to the party.
Mm.
I feel like whoever brought the drugs to the house should be charged. I feel like whatever family member or friend that brought the drugs in, I think that they should be. I think that they should be charged.
Mm.
And you know, I don't believe in calling the police, but I'm gonna tell you something. There's a woman that's dead right now.
Yeah.
Because, and she was on a journey, and we know that she's an addict. Why would you bring drugs? Even if she asked for it, I don't care.
I hear you.
No, I think that someone should be charged. So this is what I'm going through right now.
Right.
So we just wanted to we want to send love to Keisha Cole and just want her to know, like, sis, whatever you're trying to do, I'm with you, because I don't like it. But let's go up from here.
Mm-hmm.
So there has been some talks about Aaliyah's music, because we know that we can't really find Aaliyah's music online. Mm-hmm. You can't really stream her
music. That's right.
Because her uncle, Barry Hinkinson, actually, I guess they have the music tied up where you're going to have to purchase Aaliyah's music if you want to.
Really?
You're not going to be able to just stream it like that. You're going to have to, especially if you want to sample it.
Okay.
However, Normani...
her new track.
Yeah, her new track has a sample.
Yes, it does.
Of Aaliyah's One in a Million.
Mm-hmm.
So she sampled it for Wildside, and it's a song with her and Cardi B. Very racy, very sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Cardi B is pregnant.
Very.
Very pregnant.
Very.
And, but they are still killing this video. The video was super dope, but they're talking about Normani not having clearance for the song.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Something is happening. So,
okay.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but okay.
Yeah, so they said that there should have been more of an honorable mention, and there should have just been more homage paid, I think, to Aaliyah.
Okay.
They're talking about now, but we just want to just shed light on the fact that these artists who pass away still have families that were depending on them, that you know, were living off of the residuals of these funds and stuff. And if you're going to continue to use their music, you need to put up some money for
exactly. it. Absolutely.
Especially at this rate, when you're spending, like, you know, millions of dollars on videos, you got a, you know, a couple hundred thousand to go and drop on our family.
Seriously.
To say, you know, thanks, because you're making me a millionaire.
Hello. Yeah.
So whew. We want to never forget to pay homage
exactly
to the people who paved the way for us. So Normani, Cardi B, you guys get it right.
Right.
So we want to talk about how much of a genius Kanye is, because Kanye,
isn't he? Oh, we gotta give him that. The move he pulled recently. Oh, I love it. I'm with it.
Hey,
I'm with it.
Hey, Kanye's something else.
I'm telling you.
I read something that someone might have tweeted. They said, one day Kanye will release an empty CD album and tell his fans to imagine the music, and they'll be like, I hear it.
You know, I believe that, right? Like, I totally believe that.
He's a super genius. He's like the Asian guy that's selling air, the bottled air.
Yeah,
and it's like
$12,000
for a bottle of air. What's his name?
But it's clean air, though.
Yeah, I seen 2 Chainz drink some of the clean air. He was like, okay, I don't know if I'll pay $10,000 for
really
a bottle of
clean
air, but.
Air.
But I feel like Kanye is that kind of genius.
He is. He sure is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's a salesperson.
Yeah, he's that kind of genius. But in other entertainment news, we wanted to shed some light on this new Tory Lanez freestyle.
Okay, now I don't know this one. All right, talk about it.
Gosh, so we know that Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion and her friend Kelsey were in the news for an alleged shooting
right.
of Megan Thee Stallion.
Right.
And there's been a lot of speculation on whether or not it even really happened or not.
Okay.
So we know that after the supposed shooting, that she had a performance mm-hmm. and she was still dropping it like it's hot. They said she got shot in the calf. We don't know.
We don't know.
But in the end of it, we know that her friend went with her ex-label, made a record, dropped the record, talking about who shot you, because you don't even know who shot you, blah, blah.
Boy.
There's rumors that Kelsey actually is the person who shot her, but Tory Lanez actually did a freestyle this week. And in the freestyle, yeah,
okay.
he goes on to say to several different rappers, Lil Baby, he names a couple of names, and he says in the rap, y'all would have got your awards if they didn't try and frame me. Because, you know, they gave everybody awards to Megan this year.
Right, right. Yeah.
So, Megan Thee Stallion, who's also friends with the Baby,
mm-hmm.
It looks like they say that Megan Thee Stallion unfollowed the Baby on social media
really?
After he recently did a song with Tory Lanez.
Okay.
But Tory Lanez is dropping some jewels in the last couple of songs that he dropped. He dropped a freestyle where he appeared to be crying, like, listen, I loved you, but we, you know, we had our differences.
Right.
And you played me. Uh-huh. And then, uh-huh. and then he just said the other day, like, pretty much that they framed him.
Okay.
And that a lot of artists missed out on their chance to be recognized this year because they used that as one of the ploys to get her to where she is
right.
in the industry.
Right. Wow.
So there's some.
That's heavy.
There's some shots being fired. There's some things happening. So it just looks like a plot of some sort. I also feel like something else. But Cassidy, we all know about the rapper Cassidy.
Yes, yes.
Cassidy goes back and takes some snippets of this same freestyle that Tory Lanez just did and actually matched it up with a freestyle that he did or song that he did a couple years ago.
We gotta do better.
And they're pretty much saying that Tory Lanez copied and pasted lyrics from the man's song and made a whole new freestyle out of it. I don't know.
We have this has to stop.
Ay, Dios mío.
Hey, I'm telling you.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe he was listening to Cassidy, but then he thought he was freestyling, you know, but it was really Cassidy's song. Maybe he didn't do it intentionally. I don't think so?
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I want to see about that. I'm iffy about that.
Do I have any more time?
You have 2 more minutes, my love.
Okay, let's see if we can.
Oh, like, hold on. Let me stop the music.
Okay, hold on. So this is what we're going to do, because we're going to show you. This is Tory Lanez, and then the one that you'll hear afterwards is Cassidy. Okay? So I'm just going to cue you in. Smoke like quick drag. Tory. I click fast
and bang. And it's on the Uchi Wally rhythm too. I click fast and bang you. Ain't nothing changed. I got cane for the quick cash. I heard it. I'm the most hot in the place. A lot of ain't hot, but they not in the place. And your block, it ain't hot, man, it's safe. Next, this Tory Lanez about to get shot in his face. I got more change than you got in my couch.
Yeah, and next cat scream my name, going to get shot in
the mouth. If you have to have an ear, but you hear that. And my leprechaun bundles is getting them dummy high. I sold 5 from 25 from 25. My to sell 20s, that to get you dummy high. Bagged in the 125. Ooh.
Yeah. I'm not even going to go any further. They went back to Cassidy Hustler. They went through it. They went through the whole, like, the whole catalog.
The similarities.
Okay,
it's similar.
The thing is that you're using the same words. You're not going to be able to do that.
Yes.
You're not going to be able to
get away with
that.
It.
Maybe Tory was like, yo, the chances of me getting caught is so slim. But you know what?
In this day and age, Will?
No, not with internet like this. But this is why I'm bringing this up, because I'm playing a little bit of devil's advocate right now. If you guys don't know, I'm very, very, very fond of Tory Lanez. This guy, if you know him in real life, he's one of the most humblest guys you want to meet in your entire life. And that's why from the beginning, I'm like, I don't know. I need more information about the shooting thing, because this guy is not shooting no girl.
Got it.
I know him. I met him in person. I know his family. He's not that.
Okay.
And one of the things that he wrote, he actually commented where they did it on the Shade Room and talked about it. And he said, Cass is one of my favorite rappers. I wouldn't be able to rap like this without him. What's the problem?
Okay.
Oh, man. That put me. I was like, you know what, sir? This is why I really love you. This is why, for real. I don't care. No matter how many things happen, and you want to be like, ah. Oh, because you know what? When I watched the video, I said, damn.
That's how I just felt. Exactly.
Damn.
Tory. He said that.
But you know what? For him to come back with that, I think that was the most genuine thing that he can say. And
absolutely,
it's the truth. Because there's references that I made, like some of my favorite songs. Like, I love Wait by Fresha and Remy Ma. Mm. And he makes a Groupon reference. I make a Groupon reference because of that in my song. Because you know what? I'm about to, you know, this is how rappers do. We reference each other.
Exactly.
So the fact that he did it and then said that, I just want to say shout out to Tory Lanez. I just want you to know, I don't care about nothing.
Hey,
I don't care about nothing that they saying. I love Megan too, don't get me wrong, but I don't care about nothing. I know that this is some industry stuff right here, so get it in, y'all. Do it. I love what y'all doing. Do it. Keep the industry buzzing. And I think that it's a good thing for you to be doing this too, because Cassidy needed a little bit of a buzz. So say thank you, Cassidy.
Thank you, Cassidy.
And that's my spot for the day, y'all.
All right, so we're gonna get into this week's movie review by me. All right, guys, so it's movie review time, but I'm going to do an oldie. I'm not sure if you guys know about this one, but it's something I watched the other day because I just discovered it. It's called Repentance. You guys ever heard of that movie?
Repentance.
So it features Forest Whitaker, Sana Lathan, Anthony Mackie, and Mike Epps. It's on Amazon Prime. No, y'all never heard about it? All right, so I'm going to give you a little background. So it is 8 years old. This movie was released in 2013, and it's a buildup of questions. So with every sense, you wonder why Forrest Whitaker, whose character's name is Tommy, is following this book of his so religiously. He then finally meets the author of the book, and without giving it away, he basically follows the author's life very, very closely, almost on a stalkerish kind of vibe. So I was into it because these actors are super gifted and overall brought to me like a... They are stellar performance, but like Forrest Whitaker, you know, his body of work and just the way that he is, it's just like he amplifies everything for me. Sure. Plus, the movie really makes you question some life decisions of your own. You know what I'm saying?
He's the Godfather of Harlem.
He is. And, you know, it's I don't know if it's the eye or the squint or whatever, but he just makes everything super stellar for me. So as I'm playing Tamia in the background, so into you, that means that I'm so into this movie and I want you guys to watch it. So it's on Amazon Prime. If you ain't doing nothing, if it rains this weekend as it normally does, definitely check that out on Amazon Prime. All right, so we're going to get into Coffee Chronicles Conversations, excuse me, very quickly. We're going to do a classic old game of Lyrically Correct.
Yes, let's go.
Grab your favorite coffee cup because it's time for Coffee Conversations.
All right, guys, so it's time for Coffee Conversations, but we're just conversing about music because we've been talking about a lot of musical artists today. So that's what we're going to do. Kaya, you ready for Musically Correct?
Yeah, man.
We may have done some of these already, but that is okay.
I'm ready.
All right, you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
So,
Who's that for?
The first one is for you, okay, and perfect. The second one will be for Kaya. I'm actually going to keep tabs and see who could get this a lot faster. So it's a little bit of a race today. All right, you ready? Yep. Will, you ready? Okay. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. What did Boys to Men take with them?
Memories.
Oh. One for Will. What was Erykah Badu born underwater with?
I was born underwater with $2 and 6 dimes.
It's $3.
$3 and 6 dimes.
I'm gonna give it to you. Okay. What will Whitney Houston have if she doesn't have him?
Nothing.
Well, y'all are really competing today. Kaya, how did Tevin Campbell want to talk? How long did Kevin...
Oh, for a minute.
All right. 2-2. How long did Mary J. sacrifice? Will.
15 years.
Kaya.
11 years out of my life.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Woo, Will, come on. You got to catch up. All right. Will, what couldn't Missy stand?
The rain.
All right.
Me either.
Me either. How many earrings did LL want his girl to have, Kaya?
Bamboo earrings, at least 2 pairs.
Hey, all right. Next one. What time are the girls leaving Snoop's living room?
They're not leaving till 6 in the morning.
Okay, Will. All right, Will. All right.
Sure.
Okay, Kaya. According to Carlos Santana, where did Maria grow up?
Spanish Harlem.
All right, come on. Come on, guys. All right. So, Will, if you really want to party with Busta Rhymes, what must he see?
Show me what your hands can see. Show me your hands.
Put your hands where my eyes can see.
Kind of, because the answer says what you got for him.
Okay.
Should I give it to him?
I didn't get it.
You didn't get it. Kaya, you still
winning. I don't think the game got it.
I don't think so either. So I'm going to skip this one. All right, Kaya, this is for you. How long does Jeanne want the DJ to play that song?
All night long.
All right. Okay. I want you guys to say this together because we are running out of time. What two things does TLC want him to do after he comes through the door in a red light special?
Could take off your clothes.
And relax your feet. No.
No, wrong song. Take off your clothes, Kaya. That's your part. Mm-hmm. And Will?
I don't know.
Turn on the red light.
Oh, my bad. Nice.
And turn on the red
lights. All right. So that was this edition of Lyrically Correct. Ladies and gentlemen, Will and Kaya, I want you guys to tell everybody where to find you guys if they are interested in seeing your body of work and everything that you do, your music, Kaya, your comedy shows, Will. Talk about that briefly.
Basically, to reach me, 514-434-4426 or directly on the website, which is bigwill.ca.
Kaya.
Oh, and yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Strong Firm Bottom, and you need to go and check out my new freestyle video. It's on YouTube.
All right.
It's that you got to be 18 to watch it though. YouTube just sent me a notification that they changed the settings on my video to all 18 right. plus because I guess my booty is too big. So y'all go and watch that video.
All right. And you guys, did you guys enjoy the show today?
An amazing show.
All right. Very happy to hear that. Thank you guys for joining me. You can find me at All Things Miss Trish on Instagram and follow me on YouTube at Miss Trish TV. But kings and queens, this was the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. available at Facebook and MTL Empower Hour. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, the Pub St. Pierre, and to our amazing team. People, I am Miss Trish. Stay blessed, black, and highly favored.
My hair is kinky, my nose is white, my skin is technicolor, I won't apologize. You peep my aura, you love the glow, before you touch my shine, just know. Blacker than licorice, harder utter another brother with penmanship. Smooth as butter, my lady lover is cinnamon. From the gutter, my baby mother, my venison. What that mean, my dear, like your dinner, singing Bambi. Can we get a bit of color on the man we? Hell as the greatest melter ever tread the land or sea, because it'll make our vision a little more brandy. Also, don't know why cocoa skin folk drip don't get promo in places with more bucks than added to combo. But if you don't know, it ain't my style. My shame ain't what I do, ain't what I say. I'm just hella mad.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition. Here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.